Today on the Jazz Blues and R&B podcast and radio show, formerly Something Came From Baltimore, we have a Why Is It Good and Why Is It Personal. Today, we are talking about Oscar Peterson. It's Oscar Peterson in Paris, 1997. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Podcast and radio show, period. Formerly, Something Came From Baltimore. In the last 7 years, we created a handful of Why Is It Goods, where we talk to artists and we ask what their favorite albums. We kind of dissected it track by track, and we explained Why Is It Good. For season 8, we started this series in January, where I explained why these are the best albums. And 99% of the times, these are not in the top 10 or one of their highlighted albums, but they should be. And that's Why Is It Personal. Today, we're talking about Oscar Peterson. While I'm doing research, I'm like, Oscar Peterson is the Taylor Swift of jazz. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, so Taylor Swift loves to collaborate with people, and Oscar Peterson is phenomenal collaborator. He's been on over 200 albums, and he is prolific, just like Taylor Swift, just pumping out that music, and it's all good. The secret sauce to the Taylor Swift and Oscar Peterson analogy is that on the surface, people look at Taylor Swift and go, oh, she's just doing these little pop songs. But once you get into her lyrics and also, you know, the arrangements of the songs, you're like, wait a minute, there's an artist here. And it's really incredible. With Oscar Peterson, you're like, oh, he's just like, you know, producing like pop kind of really digestible, interesting jazz music. And that's the clicker. Once you deep down into his biography and dig into his albums, they're like, wait a minute, this is a man who's classically trained, who is proficient in his field, and he is phenomenal. This album, it's called Oscar in Paris 1997, is that he had his stroke in 1993. So this album was recorded just a couple years after that. And the people remember that his stroke, he had the left side of his body was not functional. He was having problems. He also has arthritis in his fingers and stuff for years. He's overweight, so he had some health issues and stuff. This album is beautiful. There was a time period that Yanni was out and creating these sweeping, dramatic, instrumental musical pieces. And in this, and sometimes this album seems very simple, but it also very complex, just like the Yanni things. The melodies are fantastic. Music Guy gives it a 3 out of 5. Penguin Guy gives it 3 out of 4. Amazon's giving it a 4 out of 5. When I was getting into Oscar Peterson, it was maybe a couple years before this album. And he wrote a book. Like, you can tell that he did the majority of the writing. It's called A Jazz Odyssey, The Life of Oscar Peterson. It got a lot of mixed reviews, but it was extremely well written. It was definitely his viewpoint, his language. And sometimes I can't understand where the hate was on this It was written so well that you almost were felt like he was talking down to you. So you needed the stars to kind of get to it. Maybe that had something to do with it. If you listen to these songs, we're going to play a sample of the Rodgers and Hart released it on the London concert from 1978. Originally, it's called Falling in Love with You. Is it personal? I was really in love with this album and it snuck up on me. Oscar Peterson albums always sneak up on me where I'm just like, oh, it's a nice album. And then multiple plays, I'm like, wow, this is a crazy album. And that's what Oscar Peterson does. But he passed away on December 23, 2007. So at that time I was living in Atlantic City. I worked at the casinos and I decided to have a Christmas at my house. Everyone had to work on the 25th. So everyone has to work. So that means we have Christmas on different days. So Christmas was going to be on the 24th. And on the 23rd, the day that he passed, I was prepping the food and I was listening to the album. And I remember I had a 5-disc changer and I just had album one and album two in that carousel. And I would just play it over and over while I'm preparing. I decided to take a break. So I walked to the boardwalk to walk and just get some exercise for that day. And I was reviewing like what I'm going to do. And I definitely was like thinking, I am going to play this album in the background while we're having our dinner. It's going to be very special. And the next day, it was the 24th, I got noticed that he had passed away. So on the 23rd, I was really loving this album. And I was really conscious of Oscar Peterson and the pleasure he was giving me with his music, especially this album, Oscar in Paris. So that is why it's personal. Please comment, like, and share with your friends. We are on over 18 plus platforms. And this info is in the show notes along with Cash App and Venmo. And I appreciate that. I got rid of Patreon because it just got too confusing. This album that we're talking about, Live in Paris, was recorded, you know, obviously live in June 25th, 1996. Recording style is so crisp and clean. Oscar Emmanuel Peterson was a Canadian jazz pianist and composer, considered a virtuoso and one of the greatest jazz pianists of all time. Peterson released more than 200 recordings, won 8 Grammy Awards, as well as a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Recording Academy. He played thousands of concerts worldwide, and his career lasted more than 60 years. In 1993, a stroke weakened his left side and removed him from work for 2 years. Although he recovered some dexterity in his left hand, his piano playing was diminished and his style relied principally on his right hand. That is crazy. In 1995, he returned to the public and signed with Telarc Records. Oscar in Paris was recorded June 25th, 1996, and the release date, it was in 1997, the same year that he received the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award and the International Jazz Hall of Fame Award. Oscar Peterson passed away December 23rd, 2007, as we talked. And as a fan, sometimes you zero on artists that really dig into their back catalog. This is pre, you know, Spotify. It's Cannonball Adderley and Nina Simone and Mingus Monk. And it's great. It's a joy to dig into their work. And I started digging into Oscar Peterson's work and I read his book and I wish I would have kept the book because right now on Amazon, it's going for $341.61. And I have a 5-star review from V. Vanderbilt from Amazon. Here she is saying that it's a true jazz gem. And this was posted October 9th, 2016. First, I need to admit that I can't stop listening to this recording. It's mesmerizing in many ways. Yes, some of the tempos are a bit fast, as one of the reviewers mentioned, But it didn't bother me until I read the review, and I'm getting over it already. There's something about the recording as a whole, i.e. both the CDs together, that makes this concert exceptional. Maybe it's the location and it's the audience that really appreciates super quality jazz. In any case, upon my second comment, I recently thought I added to the collection Live at the Blue Note recording with Peterson. What a disappointment comparing to this performance in Paris. The New York recording has some of the same songs with a different title. They're all too fast, too rushed, as if the pace of the city interfered with Peterson's steady Paris resolve. This album is a true gem and a must-have. This album a spin, and also even try to go through Oscar Peterson's catalog. The show is over, and everyone have a great day. Period.